Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It just felt right, GP, and I think for tonight in particular, and we've said this off the record, on the record, multiple times throughout the offseason, I think this is going to be one of the more difficult football teams to make in my lifetime because I think they're pretty loaded at a couple of different spots. The position battles are always fun throughout the preseason, but I think this year in particular, with some more household names fighting for roster spots, we're going to be a lot more intrigued. The nerds out there that love this stuff, this is for you, baby.
I don't know that they are going to cut a lot of players that help other teams this year, but here's where I'm going to agree with you. It's definitely a more competitive back end of the roster that I've seen in a long time. And there are going to be more guys cut from this Commanders team that people have heard of and who have had NFL careers. Like, I think that wide receiver group, that KJ Osborne, Michael Gallup group, like, those guys are not all making this team.
No.
One or two of those guys get stashed on the practice squad. And that's not the caliber of receiver they were cutting over the years. A guy like that comes in and he's your fifth receiver or sixth receiver. I think someone like Chris Rodriguez, who doesn't make this football team in any 53 that I put together, I like Chris Rodriguez. Here's my hot take.
Uh-oh.
I think the difference between him and Brian Robinson is negligible, right? Robinson is your bell cow first and second down starter. You drafted in the third round out of Alabama, albeit in a previous regime. Rodriguez will be on the P squad or somewhere else getting some work at some point this season. But, like, he's not going to make the team. And to me, that is a really big sign of growth. Last year, he didn't make the team, but it was one of those numbers things where, you know, you could have him on the practice squad or the regular season. He's going to be active a bunch. This is a, sorry, buddy, we have no room for you because we drafted a seventh rounder we really like because McNichols showed out last year, who I don't even know if he makes the roster. I think they're intrigued by Kaz Allen, who can play some receiver, some running back. You'll see him tonight. But, yeah, Linnell, overall, I would just say they have more talent and there are more veterans with resumes that will get cut than have been the case here in a while.
Yeah, and I think that's like the point here. And I think it speaks to the job that Adam Peters and company have done in their short time here in Washington, making this a more competitive outfit, kind of weeding out the bad apples and the guys that are not Commander fans. And it feels like as we get geared up for the opener tonight, like there, and we'll talk about it throughout the show, there are a couple of spots that I'm really keyed in terms of the position battles. But there are a couple of names that we'll go through here as well. I just think the opportunity that guys are going to be afforded tonight is huge. We've watched them throughout training camp to this point. It's always a guy that, and this happens every year, GP, where maybe we're not talking about him a lot in training camp, but then, boom, preseason comes, and this kid is making a whole bunch of plays and looks like he could be a guy that you can stash maybe at the back end of your roster. That's probably what intrigues me the most tonight. We do know that we're not going to see starters, and not seeing Jaden Daniels tonight is going to bring a little tear down your boy's cheek. Especially when you consider like what Cincinnati did last night, playing their guys for an entire quarter.
Well, in fairness, though, opener. I mean, the Bengals are just correcting a wrong. you know, they get off to the worst starts in the league every year. And so this year they're going to zig where they've zagged. They were the team, like the Rams, who didn't play any of their guys or take these games seriously. And they feel like it's a factor in why they get off to the terrible starts. It probably is. But regardless, I think injuries to Joe Burrow, some other things are factors. They're doing everything differently. If they used to eat Cocoa Puffs, now they're eating Fruit Loops, right? If they used to practice at 8 a.m., they've changed to practicing at 2 p.m. And so one of the things that's changed is last night, to your point, we're seeing Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase down the field in a preseason game against backups. And it's like, all right, if you got to get your work in, get your work in. No harm, no foul. I like it. I'm old school. Andy Reid still plays his starters.
Yeah.
And he announced yesterday that Patrick Mahomes will go a quarter. Now, I don't think he will. I'll take the under on that. He almost never does. Reid always says he's going to play a quarter in the first game. But don't let that mistake the larger point. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let that take away from the fact that here is a perennial Super Bowl caliber team with arguably the best coach in the NFL ever, and certainly right now, and Andy Reid, who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he's a guy that likes the preseason and wants to play starters. We'll talk about, you know, Jaden Daniels' playtime in this preseason and what we hope it looks like in a little bit. Real quick before we get into tonight's game, though, and what we're looking forward to seeing. I saw this today. I thought this was notable, and I thought this was just a chance for Commanders fans to smell the roses a little bit. Fox put out their announcement of their broadcast teams this year. And I won't bore everyone going through them all, although the broadcast nerd in me would like to do detailed breakdowns on each of the triumvirates and who's going to have a good year and who isn't in the booth. But the reason I bring this up is that they also announced that the A-team, so that is Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady, Aaron Andrews, and Tom Rinaldi on the sideline, they're going to be in Landover, Maryland in week one for the Giants and the Commanders. Now, I don't want to tell you the Giants have no interesting storylines. Their general manager, Joe Shane, their head coach, Brian Daboll, are both fighting for their jobs. Their quarterback situation is not all that good, and they have three guys all vying for the same gig. Russell Wilson will be making his Giants debut. They've got a superstar player in the making in Malik Nabers, right? So there are some stories that'll be worth monitoring nationally. Plus, it's the New York market, biggest media market in America outside of L.A. Like, you're going to get some people tuning in. But make no mistake, Linnell, this is about the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels. How much did we talk about all the primetime games that they got under the lights on Thursday, Sunday, Monday night? We didn't really account for the fact that when they play on Sundays, the very, very rare situations anymore where they play at 1 o'clock, they're going to be getting a lot of A-teams. They'll be nationally televised. So people's first look at Jaden Daniels in 2025 will come very early.
I'm excited about it, man. It got me thinking about, like, childhood growing up. Like, it felt like, when's the last time we've had the A-team for a season opener? Like, I got to go back to, like, the 9-11 game where Ryan Kerrigan has, like, the pick six against the Giants. That's honestly the last time it felt like that. I know there's been a Monday night game that we've opened up with against Pittsburgh when Kirk Cousins and Jay was here. But, like, it just speaks to your point. Like, the excitement around this team, people care for the first time in a long time about this group. And last year, right, this is the difference to me. Last year, it felt like people didn't really care until, like, the Cincinnati game was kind of like their coming out party. It's on Monday Night Football. But it felt like it took us to get to 5-2, 6-2 before people went, hey, that's a team we should be caring about. The difference this year, you're getting that attention from the outset of the season. Kevin Burkhardt, company are in town. Brady's here. Like, let's go. Like, I'm super ready for it.
Could be a blessing. Could be a curse.
Well, yeah. That's
now,
the tough part.
They're going to determine that, how they handle their own prosperity. Last year, they were able to, for the first time around here in a long, long time. Didn't seem like they read their press clippings. Didn't seem like those things caught up to them. But, yeah, the way I'm putting it is they matter again.
Yeah.
Nationally, this league is better when this football team in the nation's capital is relevant, and they are an important team. They are a playoff-bound team, according to the pundits and the experts. You know, we were talking on the show a few days ago, Toby and I, and we both said it feels like if they don't make the playoffs after last year's NFC Championship game run, even if you think that was pyrite, like that's fool's gold, fine, no problem. You don't need to get back to the NFC Championship game for me to feel good. But if you don't get to the playoffs, it will feel like they took a step back. Now, my personal goal is, as long as at the end of this year, Jaden Daniels is healthy again and has left any trepidation I had about his durability and frame behind him. Now you're 2 years into the league. You've been proven you can take the hits and stay healthy with your style of play. All right, I can now cross that off of my worry list. And if he can cement himself, Linnell, as the best of the rest quarterback behind the big four Mount Rushmore, or maybe even if he's really special again, make that a five quarterback group. Like for years, it's been Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar. It's those four in a tier, and then we can kind of fight over crumbs after that for who's fifth. And if Jaden either becomes the best of the rest and going into next year, it feels like he's the number five quarterback in the league, everybody agrees, awesome. Or God forbid, I mean, this would just be the best. If he goes out and has an amazing season, stays healthy, plays at an MVP level again, and now it's a five-player group, and you're trying to figure out where to put him with Lamar Jackson or with Joe Burrow. That, to me, I don't care what their record is the win this season, because it means every single year you're going to be a 10-ish win team that has a chance with this guy in tow.
And that's what it's all about, and I totally agree with you. Like, everything, I know it's fun to talk about, you know, chasing the ghost of last year and trying to get back to the conference championship game. Like, this isn't me being a Debbie Downer. Like, it's, I don't want to use the word unlikely, but like, you caught lightning in a bottle last year is what it felt like, if we're being honest about it. And that's what happens in the postseason for every team that goes on an extended run. You got to have some things bounce your way. But to your point, GP, like, it's all about five. Everything you did this offseason was centered around Jaden Daniels. So I think the regular season's got to be viewed that way as well. I'm just curious.
Which is why, by the way, tag you back in a second. It is why the McLaurin thing is so odd to me.
Right. Because it's
you go get Laremy Tunsil. You didn't have to. It was the right thing to do. I loved it.
Yeah.
They could have easily just ran Brandon Coleman back into year two and felt like he'll get better and he'll be a serviceable left tackle. They didn't. They made a huge trade, gave up a bunch of picks, went and got Tunsil. They're going to have to pay next year. And you don't bring him in if you're not anticipating doing that. Then, in the first round, you could take a corner. You could take a wide receiver. There's a lot of things they could have done, and they said, we got to shore up our offensive line. We got to go get another tackle to protect the other side of Jaden Daniels. And it was awesome. I thought the offseason in that way was kind of the dream for me. Because once you find the quarterback, the whole goal is answering the question every single time. Is this move help our QB? Then let's do it. Does this move help our QB? Let's do it. Someone wants to change the type of coffee you have in the cafeteria. What does Jaden think? Like, that's how they should be operating, essentially. And now his number one wide receiver is nowhere to be found. So that adds to the curiousness of how they've handled the McLaurin thing. I don't even think they're wrong, per se. I think they're more right than Buddy Baker and Terry McLaurin are on the money that we're hearing.
Yeah.
But I don't think that being right is the most important thing here.
No.
I think that getting this guy to play football again as soon as possible should be the goal. Not getting the perfect number so that you're not spending a few million too much.
And that's why I'm fine and really not losing sleep over it going either way. Like, if this Terry McLaurin holdout, as I kind of think it will, drags closer to week one and into the start of the regular season, hey, this is a perfect opportunity for Jaden Daniels to prove, hey, I am a bona fide guy. Because the one thing I'll say about the full horsemen, right, as you referenced, Lamar, Burrow, Josh Allen, Mahomes, they all make everyone around them better. And I think we saw Jaden do that last year, but it's, you know, looked at through a different lens because of the schedule and things of that nature. You have a legitimate NFL outfit each and every week. The Browns and the Panthers aren't popping up on your schedule this year. So, you know, he's going to have the opportunity week in, week out, whether it's with McLaurin or not, because I think at this point, to think that they're going to be able to start, even if he signs today, GP, and is in the second preseason game next Monday night against Cincinnati, you would expect this offense to maybe, you know, start off a little bit slow out of the gate. I think Jaden Daniels has the chance to, like, you know, change that narrative in my mind in terms of, I don't need McLaurin. And I know we all think that, yeah, him having him around makes Jaden the best version of himself. But I do think, you know, part of me, the center in me, thinks like, I would be curious to see Jaden Daniels without Terry McLaurin and how much better he'd be able to make the other guys around him and how functional this offense would be. The one thing we spoke about, you know, last time we were together, GP, and it's been a kind of a thing that I've looked at all offseason long here, he can't lead this team in rushing yards next year. He was a leading rusher on the team last year. That can't be the formula this year to me, and then they still have success and make the playoffs. You take Terry McLaurin away, it feels like you're going to be relying on Jaden Daniels' legs
a lot
more.
Well, I bet on him leading this team in rushing yards. Who would?
I mean,
now, part of this for me is I just Brian Robinson is what Brian Robinson's been, as far as I'm concerned. I think he's going to play 14 or so games. He'll be banged up occasionally because he's a big body, big target, takes on time.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Contact. Physical, exactly. So that's just not a guy that's going to play 18 weeks, 17 games, very likely. But even so, you know, you're playing him on first and second down. You're spelling out of the gun, out of the spread. Some Austin Eckler on those downs as well. He's on the field on third. I think Merritt has a good chance to cut into his carry load as the year goes on. Some of it is just that there's a lot of mouths to feed. But you don't have a 1,000-yard back on this team. I think you probably have, you know, a leading back somewhere in the 500 to 700-yard range. Well, Jaden will unequivocally be over that. I mean, Lamar every year is 800, 900. I think that's what Jaden Daniels is. People take it as a slight to call him a running quarterback. Like, he is an exceptional passer. I think he's a better passer than Lamar, and it's in his infancy. He's only going to get better. But part of the superpower is still going to be pulling the ball down and making plays. So I would be surprised if he didn't lead them in rush. And I want to go back to the point you made, though, about those other quarterbacks as elevators of the guys around them. I think that's obviously true. And if Daniels is an MVP type who every single year, regardless of talent around him, just is the great eraser, you know, just makes everything better. Like a Allen who just won the award, or like Mahomes who has a couple in his, you know, on his mantle. I think that he will be that guy, but I think two things will be true. Yes, he'll make Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane and Chris Moore better. But this receiver room, sans Terry McLaurin, is still way worse than any of the other rooms any of those guys have.
Yes.
In other words, like, if you brought in Josh Allen here, Allen has a hard time dragging those guys as a passing game where he needs to. And there's just no reason to figure that out now. I get it. You're like, I'm kind of excited to see what it looks like. I'm not at all.
I hear that.
There's no reason to. Like, why? So we can, like, put our chests out and say Jaden did it? Who cares? Surround him with talent. Have the best situation possible for the most important player in your person in your organization. And there's, like, we could find out, like, I could see, I wonder if my 12-year-old could stay home alone and not get scared. Or I could just hire a damn babysitter. Like, what is the value of knowing that exactly?
For sure. I think, like you're saying, the putting him in the best position to succeed possible is what you should do here. But I think we saw it a little bit last year when, you know, Terry McLaurin wasn't being targeted and wasn't featured, you know, in the offense. They were able to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons, so to speak, with the personnel that they had. I called it a JV-like wide receiver room last year behind Terry McLaurin. I like the group a little bit more this year, but I think to prove that you are a real elite quarterback in this league, doing it with a less than supporting cast is definitely one of those boxes I feel like you have to check. I think Jaden, in terms of ball placement and accuracy, like, that to me is his number one trait. So I do feel like it is a situation where, yeah, maybe you don't have to have the top of the class wide receiver in order to have a bunch of success. But to close out on this, like, to your point, they're a way worse group without McLaurin. And then the other thing is this. Who's the guy in that skill room that you have to game plan for if there is no Terry McLaurin?
Well, if they're right about Debo, it could be him. But that's a big jump from where he was last year. That's reverting back to multiple seasons ago. But I think he has to be the answer if they don't have McLaurin, if their offense is going to be what we need it to be around these parts.
Debo can't be the best version of himself without McLaurin. He opens everything up underneath in terms of having that deep threat that gets defenses to play honest.
Certainly helps, but Debo multiple years ago, just a couple seasons ago, like, he didn't need Brandon Ayuk to be Debo. Like, he takes a ball behind the line of scrimmage, and he runs through a couple dudes, and he picks up a first down. He was running the 15-yard digs and, you know, traditional stuff and making plays. The question is, does he still have that game? I don't know. Does he still have that club in the bag, or did he leave it at Topgolf? We're going to find out here in about a month. Probably not tonight, but there is a game tonight.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.